It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
How awesome is that?
I fucking love Lou.
Thank you, Lou.
That was... I'm fucking yummy.
I'm the cute one.
Oh, I laughed so hard when I first got that. I was like, this is great. Should we play the other one just for people to hear it, or should we wait till the next show?
We should wait till the next show.
Okay, let me go ahead and close that out.
Yeah.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is episode 211. You're so good over there, Robin.
Mm-hmm. Also, too.
Actually, today is a very important day.
It is a very important anniversary.
Yes. It's a pot-iversary.
Pot-iversary.
Today is my 3-year
anniversary.
of my podcast. And I cannot believe I've been doing this shit for 3 fucking years.
Well, I'm privileged to be here to share it with you.
Do you want to kiss my feet?
Not right now.
Oh, not right now.
Honey, there's dog hair on the floor. I haven't vacuumed.
That's not the only thing on my feet.
Dirty bitch.
Dirty whore.
We'll get to that, I'm sure. Oh.
So I just want to say how happy I am that for over 3 years I've met so many cool people.
Yeah.
I've been introduced to so many awesome people. I'm getting ready to go in 20 fucking days to Los Angeles and San Diego.
How cool is that?
It's fucking cool. And I have a free place to stay.
You know, I'm just starting to get a taste of, you know, some of the people you meet mm-hmm. through this. And they seem like a lot of cool people, really.
They are. A lot of them are neat. I've had a couple bad nuts in my bag.
Really?
Well, that doesn't sound right. yeah, uncomfortable. I've had a couple not-so-bright crayons in the box.
Bad apples.
Mm. But the good thing is it didn't spoil the whole bunch.
Well, that's a good thing.
So, yes, I'm actually going out to Los Angeles in 20 days. Julian's so fucking excited because he cannot wait to take care of my cat. Right. He's so excited. He cannot even sleep at night.
I have the perfect Chinese restaurant.
Me! He's old. He doesn't taste that good. He's probably gamey.
They'll put enough teriyaki sauce on that bitch. Nobody will know the difference.
It's chicken. Mm-hmm.
You want bourbon chicken? You try.
What is up with that? Like, when you go to a mall, like, the Chinese people will fucking attack you.
They'll run your ass down with that goddamn toothpick and a piece of something chicken on it.
Or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, really? No.
Yeah.
When I went to the Underground Mall in Atlanta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
you know, they have, like, the food court there. I swear to God, you could have a whole meal before sampling everything
right.
before you can even eat.
Wow.
I'm like... Really, people?
Yeah.
Here, you try!
You try now!
No, 2 meat, 3 veggies. Over there, one chicken,
6
2 veggies.
$6.99. You try now.
Egg roll.
Bourbon chicken? He want bourbon chicken. He want bourbon chicken. Get him bourbon chicken.
No, ma'am, I don't want bourbon chicken.
It already on the plate. You gotta take it.
I don't want... Oh, okay. I guess I will. That's totally how it is, too.
I know.
All right, back to anniversary.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question.
Okay.
Since it is the 3-year, how many co-hosts and guest stars have you gone through on this show?
I cannot even... Co-host, I could count.
Right, or guests.
As many people that's been on the show, I could never... I don't even
really?
Know that. Let's see. There was Gina.
Mm-hmm.
Samantha.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Who else did I have, people?
It's harder than you thought.
Samantha. You, Nicole. Cedric or Herb.
Right.
And I think that's all the actual main co-hosts I had.
Right.
But to name everyone that's ever been on the show,
crazy.
I can't do that. Yeah. But what's cool is most of those people I still keep in contact with. You know, they're just like, I'm busy. You know,
right.
There's a couple people I want to bring back on the show, like Wagner, because people loved her segment, Tales from the Wagon.
I bet that would be good.
Yeah, she has a lot of interesting things to say.
I can imagine.
Trucker Mike, I'd like to bring back because he's crazy. Dominic.
Yeah, I did see his penis pic.
Mm.
That is...
Mm. He's added more since then. I don't know why.
You know, one or two would be cool.
I thought penises are supposed to be flesh-colored, not metallic.
Yeah, that's way too many.
Mm. It looks uncomfortable.
Yeah, it does.
Let's see. Who else would I like to have back on the show? There's a couple other people. Misty would be cool. Ryan.
Tales from the Wagon.
I know, right? She goes, why can't I call my segment? And I was like, well, you tell, like, a lot of stories, so... And she was like, oh, I got it. It's so Auburndale. Tales from the Wagon. And I was like, yes, you got it.
That is certainly Auburndale.
Oh, Auburndale. I have to play this again.
It's time for another episode of Foul Monkeys.
Fuck you, Julian.
Fuck you, Julian. This is my damn show. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one. You're not yummy.
I'm fucking yummy.
And here's your host, Ricky. And people.
Oh, shit. Whoops, sorry.
Get a little excited.
Ooh, I laughed a little too hard there. I was choking on my Coke Zero.
Oh, I really wish you would have said cock.
No.
Oh.
Go ahead, bitch. Go ahead.
So, Florida had an earthquake last night. It was around 9:30. And it lasted till about... 9:30 to about when I fell asleep, which was around 10:20 maybe, which I'm pretty sure the earthquake continued.
You know what? Sometimes you get a little horny and you need to take care of business.
But my God, do you have to take down the whole house with you?
I was horny.
Somebody's going to use that as a soundbite, I'm sure.
I was horny!
Oh, I just wanted to say, fuck you, Nicole, for not being on the show tonight, because she went to my community idol lines.
They make DVRs for a reason, and that
and
is
she
exactly
has a DVR.
She has a DVR, and you can fast forward through the commercials.
You're a whore.
You're a bitch. You missed the 3-year anniversary. There will never, ever be another 3-year anniversary.
And you know what she said? I haven't been on there 3 years. What does it matter? I know.
So it's all about her.
So I'm going to need you all to call in and complain about her. I can hear the echo.
Can you?
About her not being on the show and how undedicated she is and how selfish she is.
And unprofessional.
I need you guys to make her feel like shit. You know, like she does me every time we record.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. There's no text messaging in the show.
Well... I had to
tell Chris to fuck off.
I had to tell my man that I was home.
Oh, your man. Puke. Cock-a-poochie.
And plus, the last episode I listened to, I could hear your damn phone tapping.
How dare you?
Mm-hmm.
This is my show, goddammit. I'm the cute one. I'm the cute one.
You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy.
That's my favorite part.
Oh, no.
I'm fucking yummy. Did I even say that, or did he put it together?
I don't know.
I don't remember.
I remember you saying something like that at the end of the show, and I was kind of tuning
in. Oh, somebody said, Julian's yummy.
Well, isn't that when you showed me the picture of...
Joe. Yeah, Joe and I had a conversation through Twitter about Julian.
Okay.
Racist!
No, let me say this right now. It was... You were showing me a picture on your fucking phone. It was not a good picture, and... You're like,
oh, Joe, did you hear that? You're ugly because you didn't have a nice picture.
No, I didn't say that. I said it was not a good quality on the phone.
Oh, okay.
Had I seen a picture on like a computer monitor, I'm not racist.
Today.
I am not racist. I voted for Obama.
I like how you said that too. I am not racist.
Mm-mm. No, ma'am.
No, ma'am. No, sir.
Mm-mm.
No. So, let's see what we got going on here. How's our week been going so far? I've had been super busy with exams. I want to kill myself, people.
Yeah, but you had no school tonight.
No, I didn't. That's because I finished last week for this class, which is awesome because I got to come home and take an hour nap. And
a little big old nap.
Yeah, a little big old nap because let's on Sunday, right, when I took a nap and I went to sleep at 2:15.
And woke up at 6.
Yeah. And I told Julian I was only going to take an hour nap.
I swear, it'll just be an hour.
God, I was like, oh, God, that hour nap was awesome.
Oh, shit.
No one can see me do that. I don't even know why I'm doing that.
Oh, shit, it's 6 o'clock.
And then today I was like, I'm going to take an hour nap. And I literally took a 1 hour nap.
Mm-mm. I had things to do. I had to wash the dog.
Yeah.
He was smelling foul.
He smelled like a big old wet fish.
Yeah.
Or also Julian's mom. Oh! Does she listen? I can cut that out.
No, she doesn't listen.
Or Nicole.
Right.
All girls smell like fish. Regardless if they're fresh or not.
The poussoir.
The poussoir smells like fishoir.
Mm-mm. That's like what left.
What's the closest you've ever come to a vagina?
When I DJ'd at the bar and there was this bi couple that used to come in, and they were always real nice and they'd always say hi to me. And one night I was DJing and I was on my way to the bathroom, so I stopped and said hi, you know, for a second. She grabbed my hand, was wearing a skirt, stuck my hand up her skirt, and I touched it.
You touched her lips?
Yes. I went into the bathroom.
Was it wet?
I went into the bathroom and did the Silkwood scrub down. I scrubbed my fucking hands so hard the skin was, like, raw. That was...
Damn. Yeah. That's nasty.
That is nasty.
Did she have underwear on?
No!
Ew!
No, it was straight to her vajayjay.
What if you would have pulled your hand out and it would have been red?
Ew.
What would you have done?
Puked, then scrubbed.
I would have, like, stuck it in her mouth or something.
Oh, my God. But no, what would that?
Ew, bloody vaginas.
They would pick up guys from the bar and, I guess, do both of them.
That's disgusting. What gay guy does that?
I don't know. Well, not this.
Did
one.
It work?
Yeah, because actually,
was the guy hot?
He was decent looking. He wasn't.
But
hot.
He wasn't worth sleeping with a woman for.
Hell no.
Ew, gross.
He was like many drinks to do him.
Oh, already?
Oh,
so
yeah.
He wasn't even cute from the beginning.
No.
Oh, that sucks.
It, like, he wasn't ugly, but he wasn't hot.
Right.
Pick-upable.
Not hot enough to, like, actually touch his woman's cooch.
Hell no.
Ew.
There are only a few men on this earth that are hot enough for me to touch a woman's cooch.
Name one of them.
See, I can't.
Brad Pitt?
No, he's not hot. Not anymore. Maybe
Leonardo DiCaprio?
Maybe Russell Crowe.
Oh, he'd make me touch anything. I would touch anything
but
for him.
But I'd like have to be sucking him
I'd
off or something.
I'd touch anything for
I,
you.
I'd have to be touching him while I touched her. I'd be like, don't look that way. Don't look that way. Don't look that way.
Pretend it's a butt.
A very loose, wet butt.
A prolapsed butt. Gross. Nasty. I guess we'll just do some emails and voicemails. We'll make this a short show.
Did we get calls for our...
Yeah, after I had to practically bag...
Bag?
Meh.
Did you tea?
I teabagged for
them. Did you teabag them?
Yeah. After I begged for them, people did it.
Okay.
That's nice of them.
It was nice.
So, I guess on a couple shows, we had talked about something, and we were talking about seeing each other naked.
That was the last show. Did we already Did we already get comments
on
that? Oh, my God.
And Trucker Alex said, we heard that naked again comment.
You know, I just threw that in there for the hell of it.
And I responded back, I do not know of what you speak. Well, we've never really seen each other naked.
Right, without any clothes on.
Right. Just
partial
clothes on.
Yeah.
And it was more exposure of Julian than me, really. I guess. I remember.
I don't know I don't know of what you speak.
I think I told the whole story before on an old show.
Oh, dear God.
But I didn't use your name.
Oh.
So I just called you DJ Boy.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put the record on. Dear God, if that booth could talk.
I'm sure. I can't believe I had my knees. Oh.
Not even just me. You know.
I don't want to know.
I know.
I bet other people want to know. I bet the listeners want to know.
Yeah, but.
Maybe, like, if we get more intros, Julian can telling you.
If we get more intros or some more calls or.
What will we call your segment?
I don't know. I have to think about
that. The DJ whore.
I was not a whore.
The DJ slut. The life of a DJ in a box.
The DJ booth monologues.
Nice. Loves it. Brian said on Twitter, congrats on the anniversary, Ricky.
Sweet.
Cincy Cub on LiveJournal. He's so fucking cute. Oh, he lives in Ohio.
Right.
Cincinnati.
Right.
And I would go there just to touch him.
Wow.
I know, right?
That's hot.
And he's not even a twink boy. Which I don't care for the twink boys too much anymore.
I never knew that you were into that at all.
Really. Not really.
Hmm.
Herb was an accident. He slipped through the cracks.
Yeah, so was Cody. not that he was a twink by any means. He was just queenie.
He's twinky now. He's a twinkie.
He looks like he's cracked out.
Do you know if he listens or not?
I don't give a shit. I told him this. He's lost so much weight, he does not look healthy.
Mm.
So, whatever.
That's
my opinion.
I think the makeup he puts on his face makes his cheekbones look deeper than they really are.
He doesn't wear makeup anymore.
Anymore. I can't believe you dated a guy that wore makeup.
I know. I had to threaten him to make him stop, but yeah.
Did we tell the story about the towels on the last show?
No, we did not.
So I go to wash my clothes last week, and I open up the washer, and I'm like, ew, gross. And Julian had actually left wet towels in there, and they had started to dry, and it smelled like mildew. So instead of being an asshole roommate and pulling them out and just sticking them in a waste or a basket, I said, you know what? I'm going to be a good roommate. I'm going to wash these fuckers.
He was nicey nice.
Yes. So I wash them, and I pull them out, and I sit them on the table for a few minutes while I'm loading the laundry, and I fold the blue towel, and I'm like, oh, nice and soft, and fold it. And then I folded the peach towel. I was like, oh, nice and soft. Then I got to the white towel, and I was like, I know what that orange tingy look is for. That yellow stain. I know what that is. And Chris had been over the night before. And I sat down the towel and went straight to my phone. I was like, Julian,
please tell me I'm not folding cum towels.
Yeah. And you go, kinda.
Yeah.
I'm like, ew, you nasty fucker. And he's like, some of them were makeup stains from Cody.
It's true.
I was like, oh, God, I don't know what's more disappointing than I'm folding your cum towels or Cody wore makeup.
You know which one's more disappointing.
Yeah,
you know. And I know.
So, yeah, that was interesting.
I would expect every gay man's house to have some cum towel somewhere.
Oh, Trucker Alex wants me to send him to the link to Stop It, Storm.
Stop It, Storm.
The storm is getting worser and worser.
The storm is coming.
Trucker Alex, if you go to funnyordie.com, you will be able to see the video, and I'll go ahead and email you back right now with the link.
There was a lady that had bought a dining room set from Chris, and he sent her an email. She's like, can you send me those pictures again? And then she sent an email back, and she's like, actually she left a voicemail, and she's like, I couldn't open up the Earls.
The Earls. Oh,
I'm like, that's a ditzy bitch.
Special.
I can't get.
How did she spell it? Or did she?
No, she said it on the phone. The voicemail. Yeah. She's like, I can't open up those Earls.
That's funny. Could you send me the Earl, please?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of Earl, you haven't been watching that, have you?
They've been reruns, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah.
I'm surprised you don't have that on box set or anything.
I have season one.
Oh, okay. So,
I love this.
When's your birthday, Julian?
August 31st.
Oh, you got a while. Yeah. Maybe when your birthday and you're still here, maybe people can send you, like, seasons 2 and 3 or something.
That would be sweet.
Yeah.
If I'm still here.
Maybe I should say if I'm still here.
Yeah, because I kind of live here.
Because Joan Crawford might evict my ass.
Oh, honey, no.
Oh, honey.
No more plungers in the sink. That
Oh, that was funny. All right, so we got some phone calls. You want to go through them?
Absolutely.
Da-da-da-da-da. Phone calls!
No.
No. We need an intro for that, too, Lou. Can you do an intro for phone calls?
I'm fucking yummy.
Phone calls. Here we go.
Hello, foul monkeys. This is Alistair Flopbottom from Master Ass Theater, just calling to wish you a happy 3rd anniversary, and just a quick one for you. When you're busy anniversarying and your pooping starts to worsen, diarrhea.
Nicole's going to be so pissed because she didn't get to hear that, because she loves Alistair Flatbottom.
Well, you know what? If she'd had her ass here, she would have heard it.
Yeah. I think Alistair Flatbottom should call back or make a recording about how much Nicole sucks. And you should do like a whole monologue about it.
And how she doesn't love the listeners or us.
She doesn't love anybody. She's the cold, hearted snake. Look into her eyes. Uh-oh.
I can't picture Paula
She's been
anymore
telling
without
lies.
Her being high and drunk.
I know. Poor Paula. Great.
You're just a...
What was that?
I touched the cord. You're just a star. You don't need this show.
You'll make it on your own when you're fucking me. But Paul, I'm gay. I don't care.
You'll fuck me anyway.
I can't even feel my legs right now. Cease and desist.
Poor Paula.
Here we go. Second call.
Hey, Ricky. It's been on. So, I just want to say 3 years, huh? That's a long time.
Really?
But,
bless you.
What I wanted to say is, I guess now that you've been doing this for 3 years, is you've been to the entire population of Lakeland, Florida. You've motorboarded every woman in Lakeland, Florida, except for Starkeisha and Sholanda. And you're about to fire Nicole, right? She's done. Oh, and you spawned 2 spinoffs. One, I think it's Jelling Talk with Derek and Nessa. And then, you know, those bitches in Los Angeles. So, 3 years. What have I done with my life? Listen to this crap. Bye.
Well, you know, I don't want to have to take credit for it, but it could be possible that I have 2 spinoffs from my own show.
Yeah.
So, you know,
you're the all in the family of podcasting.
Yeah, I mean, you know, what can I say?
He spun off the Jeffersons from this breast and Maude from the other breast, and
That's What She Said podcast. I discovered them both. They became friends because of me, and now they have a show because of me.
Wow.
And Nessa and her husband, Derek, well, they're just awesome. And she was from a previous show, but I know I inspired her to do her own show.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to take credit for her show, too. Stars and Tartans.
Yeah. Is that like Archie Bunker's place? I'm out in space right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Have you been drinking?
No. But
Did you have wine or something?
No, but I kind of feel like it.
Do you have to poop?
No.
No. Okay. Did we finish talking about last night?
I don't know. Did we?
I guess. Whatever.
We didn't talk about the fact that he had two appointments canceled.
I wasn't going to discuss that.
Oh. Then I guess you'll have to edit that out.
I fucking hate you. Hold on, I'm text messaging Freddie. Freddie didn't call.
No text messaging during the show.
This is Freddie, goddammit.
You're not the cute one. I'm the cute one.
I'm the cute one.
You're not yummy. I'm fucking yummy. It's amazing. Right. It's amazing how that little intro can amuse us.
I know. We're sad individuals.
Yeah, kind of.
It's Wednesday, and we're
home
at 9 o'clock.
And, yeah.
One of us has been freshly fucked. The other one hasn't. Can you guess which one?
It's been over 24 hours. That's not...
No, it has not been over 24
that's
hours.
That's not freshly anymore.
You hadn't even started by right now.
details.
All right, next call.
All right.
Fucking foul monkeys! Happy third anniversary. I fucked it up already. Anyways, guys, keep up the good work. Good job on 3 years, and looking forward to coming along more with each year that comes along. Whatever, man. I'm on the road. I'm sorry. I'm fucking this up. Anyways, happy third anniversary, foul monkeys. Love ya. Bye.
Well, that was sweet.
That's my friend Mike in Virginia.
Mm.
Angry goatee he used to go by, but now he's happy goatee because Bush is no longer president. And I want to play this for Nessa. Here we go. Maybe. Here we go. This is just for Nessa.
Mm. Hey, you homo motherfuckers. Let's truck a mic. Fucking leave business about my penis. Or hate yourself. Hola.
Somebody's got a little crazy on their face.
He was a little drunkies.
Oh, okay.
Let's trucker Mike.
Gotcha.
That, if that tells you anything about him.
Yeah, that tells me a lot.
I'm going to have to text message him and see if he'll be my Thursday night boyfriend tomorrow. What? I like you.
No, you're a Thursday night boyfriend after 9 p.m.?
No, at the bar.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh. Yeah.
Me.
All right, next call.
Hey, Ricky. It is Tim over at Terminally Single giving you a call. 3 years. Wow, that's an accomplishment, mister. You have a great show. You're new co-host, which are not new anymore.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. I know, right?
Are awesome because you're like me. You've changed formats a few times over the years. And I got some new co-hosts, so, and everything's going great, and I may have a co-host, I may not, who knows, but enjoyed meeting last year at Gay Days, and you have an awesome show, you always make me laugh, and I'm still scared of your block, so I don't ever go there, unless I'm feeling really brave that day, and then I'll go, but otherwise, no, it scares me, so keep up the good work, and I'm glad you've been on 3 years, and I hope you're on for a lot more, mister, bye.
Thank you, Tim. That's Tim from Terminally Single.
Well, that was
He's
sweet.
Another podcaster. He's from Georgia.
Mm.
We met each other last year. We were like roommates at the hotel for Gay Days.
Okay.
And talking about a baby's arm. Wow. What? Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. No, we didn't do anything. I saw the pictures online. I actually didn't see it in person.
Okay.
But, yes, Gay Days. I think Julian, myself, and Nicole will actually be there for Gay Days.
That will be so fun.
I just need to find a hotel. Hopefully I can get one on Disney property. If not, we'll have to be, like, the poor people and stay outside of Walt Disney World.
At the Motel 6 on 192.
No, I want to be safe.
192 is not bad.
I want to be close enough so if I have a friend over, I can have a friend over.
I am not standing outside the fucking hotel room while you turn a trick.
You can go to someone else's trick house.
You can go in the bathroom like normal
like normal gay people.
Or in the woods. Have your sex in the bathroom.
I don't want to go to jail.
Like George Michael.
Oh, I would have had sex with him in the bathroom. Wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Back in the day?
Well, back in the day, yeah.
I would have.
Not with the Shaggy Wham here, though.
No, I'm talking about, you know, like Faith around that area.
Before he got old.
Yeah. Like when he was cute.
Yeah.
But he probably wore makeup, but that's okay. Because you gotta have faith.
Here,
faith,
wipe it off on this cum towel.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Last phone call.
Hello, Foul Monkeys, Ricky, Julian, Nicole.
It's Nessa.
Nicole, Samantha, and whoever else. I just wanted to call and congratulate you on your third year in podcasting. At least Ricky's third year in podcasting. I think your show's hilarious. It's totally one of my favorites. And I'm glad you're still trucking. And I will see you in like 24 days. And I'm so excited. Anyways, I love you and I love the show. And I will talk to you guys later. Bye.
Thank you, Nessa. I can't wait to see you either. Actually, we're going to... I arrive in Los Angeles on Wednesday. Thursday morning, we're driving down to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We're staying with Nessa that whole day. That night, we're going to go to some skanky, nasty bar and get really drunk.
Oh, the good kind.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
The ones you feel comfortable in.
Yeah.
And then Friday, we're going to spend a little bit of time with her and then drive back up to LA. And then I don't know what the boys have planned for me then.
Fun. Sounds like
apparently
fun.
There's like this bear thing. It's called, I don't know what it's called. Cub something. Cub camp or something like that.
Cub camp.
That kind of sounds like cupcake.
I know, right?
But I think I'm going to be there. So if you're in the Los Angeles area, oh my God, I sound like Bob Barker on The Price is Right.
And you'd like tickets to The Price is Right.
Right.
Come on down. You're the next contestant on Ricky's Dick.
Wow, that was funny. What would the game be called? That's not 3 inches.
Man.
Sorry, Ricky. If you're in the Los Angeles area, and I'm going to be there May. Let me look that date up. I think it's May 20th through the 25th. Mm-hmm. It's Memorial Day weekend.
Gotcha.
If you're going to be in that area and you would like to meet up or have like a listener party, and if you're a listener of Stars and Tartan, or if you're a listener of That's What She Said, then just give us all a call. Let us know. Maybe we can all meet up maybe somewhere and have a big old fat orgy.
I'm still working on something that, along the lines of, like, trick my truck, you know, or something with trick in it.
And, yeah, I'm thinking about, I'm pretty
getting,
sure.
Getting tricky with Ricky?
Getting tricky. Loves it. Getting tricky with Ricky.
Come on down.
I'm also thinking about taking a trip to Chicago, Labor Day weekend.
Ooh. If you'd like tickets to the Oprah Winfrey show.
Yeah. Good one. What game would that be called? Or what talk show would that be?
I don't know.
Cocky Talk with Ricky.
How much will you pay for the Senate seat?
How much would you pay for this seat? I'm thinking about going to Chicago, and so far, I think the person I'm going to be staying with is Lauren. La 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 Lauren. So, details for that will come later. But in 20 days, I will be in California.
California.
I need everyone to pray through their Jesus, their God, their devil, whoever you pray to, that there's no earthquakes.
Zombie Jesus.
Zombie Jesus. See, or if you prefer teenage Jesus with the tuxedo t-shirt on.
The swimmer's build.
Or if you or if you prefer your Jesus with a mushroom haircut, smoking pot, that's fine.
See,
just pray to him.
That's what I was doing last night. I was getting you prepared for the
earthquake. Oh, yeah, you were. My lampshade was like, shh, 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 shh. I was like, what the fuck is going on behind that wall behind me?
You knew what was going on.
Good thing I had some Tori Amos on.
Little earthquakes.
Oh, good one. High five. Loved it.
I got the quick wit going today.
These little earthquakes in the wall behind me with Julian and Chris. And it was like, it would be like this.
I have to.
I mean, it was just like soft, hard.
I have to tell you a quick story about work today.
Oh, okay.
The guy I work with is kind of goofy, or not the guy I work with every day, but one of the guys I work with is kind of goofy. So this old couple like pulled him aside the road and asked him for directions. Well, it just so happens to be the building we work out of. He turns around, he's like, "Where's the water department building on so and so street?" I'm like, "It's the building we work out of." And the old people started laughing at him, and then we started laughing at him. Yeah.
It's time to retire.
And he's not that old. He's only like 38.
Well, according to Nicole, that's like fucking old.
Wait till she hits 30.
That is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
So
when our titties are 6 inches lower than they are now.
When her vagina is licking them.
Are you making a tuna sandwich?
Ugh.
No. Oh, they close your legs.
Gross. It smells like tuna and it's leaking out white stuff. Oh, I downloaded this new game on the iPhone. It's called Which Urinal to Pick. Check this out.
Right.
Watch. So you're supposed to decide which one to choose from, right?
The one next to the cute guy.
Trucker Alex sent this to us. So then, which one do you think you're supposed to pick? Touch it.
I'm brilliant.
Yes.
So what, you're not supposed to stand next to anybody?
Well, there are situations like that. They give you situations where there's people standing in front of urinals, and you have to pick which one. So which one would you pick here?
Excellent choice.
Awesome. I love how it flushes for you. All right. What about this one?
Excellent choice.
It's important that you pick the right urinal when you walk in, when there's a bunch of guys.
Which one's cute?
They're all black. No, I mean, black people are cute. I'm just saying that you can't
tell. I was brilliant.
Awesome. I love that you're brilliant.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's easy.
But anyway, it just goes 25 times, and you got to do
gotcha.
The same one. All right, which one would you pick on this one?
The one on the end, correct.
You're brilliant.
I know.
So, yeah, that game will be on here for like a day.
How about one time I had a guy take me to the Daytona 500, and they're...
Well, rednecky.
I know, but you will not believe how much eye candy's there. Anyway, their bathrooms, no urinals. It's like a long trough.
Ew, that's like every piss hog's dream come true.
So many hot guys, and I'm like...
Do you, like, they stand in front of you, too?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's a wall. And I'm like, I want to look so bad, but...
Oh, dude, you could totally do it. Just go like this.
But I'm, like, afraid I'd be killed right... 1,000 rednecks, so I just stared at the wall. I didn't.
You so want to look at that cute guy's dick, didn't you?
Well, yeah.
You should have said, could I hold that for you? Oh, I meant your drink.
Your beer and a can.
Your beer. Your beer can, and I don't mean the real one.
In that koozie.
Ew, koozie is such a nasty word. What? That is so nasty. Koozie. Let me hold your koozie.
You want to put that in a koozie?
Gross. No one wants it in the koozie.
Oh, she's a dirty girl. She takes it in the koozie.
That is funny. Oh my god, let's play this because I made this so long ago and it's so ridiculous. Are you ready? We're going to end the show. Give us a call at 206-984-FOUL. Email us at foulmonkeys@gmail.com. Send us stuff at our poop...
at your poop box.
At my poop box. Send us stuff to our post office box, 725 Lakeland, Florida, 33801. Facebook us, MySpace us, Frapper Map us. Leave us a review on iTunes. I think that's about it.
I think so.
Anything else you want to talk about?
Nope, I'm good.
All right, so we're going to play this, and don't laugh at me.
Okay.
You ready?
I'm ready.
We love our listeners. We know you love us, too. We love our listeners. We know you love us, too. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you. Call our hotline. We want to hear from you.
OMG. Thank God we have Lou to make...
Is that disgusting or what?
I need to go scrub my brain now. Bless you, Ricky. You're special.
No, I was so special. That was like 2 years ago, I think. And I think I only used it once.
We love our listeners.
We want to hear from you.
Call our hotline.
We want to hear from you.
And make an appointment.
All right, we're out of here. This is Ricky.
And this is Julian.
You've downloaded episode 211. Thank you for listening for 3 years, and there will be more to come.
Peace.
Bye.